Our story begins at Serena's apartment. Mac has just arrived and is talking with Serena in the living room.
Mac, I'm really surprised to see you here.
Serena, that's a Malone you're carrying inside you. My brother's child.
Does Hannah know you're here?
Hannah's going through a lot right now. I don't think she would understand what I'm doing here.
Why are you here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I wanted to make sure you're all right. I called the hospital and they told me you'd been released. Is everything all right with the baby?
It didn't look good for a while, but as of today, the baby is healthy and still growing.
That's good. This little boy or girl is going to be a part of my family, Serena. I want to be a part of its life, and I know my mother will feel the same way.
I assumed everyone hated me and blamed me for Todd's death. Hannah made it clear she does.
Look, we were all in shock at the funeral, and still are, really. No one expected Todd to die. He has four older siblings. You just don't expect the youngest one to go first.
I never meant for this to happen, Mac. I went to Boston to talk to Todd. I never asked him to drive me back to New York. He insisted. And we thought the roads were clear.
I'm not blaming you. Do I wish it had never happened? Of course. But holding a grudge against you for this accident isn't going to help anyone. And Todd wouldn't want that.
I appreciate it. It has been a really rough couple of months for me and, well, for all of us, I guess.
I hope you won't mind if I stay in touch, Serena. Call to check on you from time to time?
No, that's fine. It'd be nice, actually.
Good. No one knows what would have happened if Todd hadn't died, but I know he'd be there for his child. And since he's not here now, someone needs to step up and make sure you're provided for. I want to be that person.
At their apartment, Rex and Perry are watching the 6 o'clock news on Channel 6.
Have you ever noticed that Rick Swanson's hair looks so stiff? How does he even comb it?
You are so funny.
I wonder if Kyle Carpenter will be in that anchor chair someday.
If he has anything to say about it, he definitely will.
Hey, turn it up! Is that Ellie?
Oh my God, it is.
Now with the latest on this tragic story, here's Gretchen Stiles.
Thanks, Rick. Earlier today, I had the chance to interview the husband of Ellie Walker Gallagher, and he had some surprising things to say. Trey, your wife's family has made some serious accusations against you, and they feel that you have no right to make any kind of decision about Ellie's future.
Look, I'm not perfect, okay? I've made lots of mistakes in my life, and even in my relationship with my wife. But she is my wife. And I have every right when it comes to making medical decisions regarding her future.
Some people have compared this case to the Terry Schiavo case in Florida. Do you think you'll end up in court at some point?
Let me just say this. I love my wife more than anything in the world. No one wants her to be alive and well and back among us more than I do. But with every passing day, the already minuscule odds of that happening get smaller and smaller.
What the hell? How can they air this garbage?
At Wilson's Diner, Dara and Clint are sitting at a corner table.
Lucas sure made a quick getaway.
I guess you wanted to give us a chance to talk. He thinks there's still unresolved feelings between us.
Well, he's right, isn't he? I mean, We've managed to become friends again, but there are so many things we haven't talked about.
There really isn't much to say. You're with Heidi now, and the two of you have a baby, and you and I are friends.
Sarah, you know it's not as simple as that. Heidi and I aren't really together, if you know what I mean. I would love to be able to provide a home for my son, but I don't love Heidi.
That doesn't mean the two of you won't get married someday or end up living together.
No, maybe not. But I also don't believe you can love two people at the same time, at least not equally.
What does that mean?
Sarah, no matter what has happened or how much time has passed, there's only one girl that I've ever really loved in a way that matters, and that's you.
Clint, it won't help anything to dredge up the past again.
I'm just trying to be honest with you here. I still have feelings for you, and I'm not sure they'll ever go away. Do you still feel anything for me?
Of course I do, but that doesn't change anything. You have a baby son, and that is your only focus right now. Maybe you and I just weren't meant to be.
Maybe. But when are these feelings ever going to go away?
At her apartment, Heidi has just arrived home and is talking with Connie while Carl naps.
Miss Richards, I'm sorry I'm late.
It's all right. But Heidi, why don't you call me Connie?
Okay, Connie. Carl's already napped today, so I'm sure he'll wake up any minute.
I don't mind waiting.
Thanks.
Hey, a friend of yours stopped by while I was waiting.
A friend of mine? Who?
Dirk. Clint's English teacher, Dirk Endicott, right?
What? Dirk was here?
Yes, he told me to tell you he would be in touch very soon.
But why? What did he want?
You don't seem very happy that he stopped by. Is there something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I just wasn't expecting him, that's all.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.